From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Our very own Stephen Cook, host of Arkansongs and author of Louis Jordan, Son of Arkansas, father of R&B, joins me on the line. Thanks a lot for your time.
Of course, Jacob.
I'm not going to ask you really to delve into the politics or actual data or science behind any of this, but this afternoon,
thank you.
Yes, but this afternoon, the Pulaski County Quorum Court is considering a resolution to encourage cities to place a 180-day moratorium on any concert or musical performance that would supposedly encourage violence. But there's certainly a long history of violence in music. Music is the human experience, after all. This isn't really a new sensation, or is it?
Well, we know it's not new, and I think we're probably talking about this because it is so asinine that, you know, historically, you know, you can go back hundreds of years, if not millennia, with opera, a lot of it promotes violence. I mean, and who's to say that that incites violence? Coming even closer to our time, we have, you know, in the 1950s, they tried to ban rock and roll, and it just doesn't work. It's such a slippery slope, and there's been so much music and with, you know, murders and violence for centuries.
You're the resident Arkansas music expert. Do you have any example of songs from Arkansas artists that have had some violent motifs?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Shooting a Man in Reno Just to Watch Him Die by Johnny Cash. But again, we can go back centuries, even in Arkansas music, you know, and we have a violent past in Arkansas as far as that goes, but, you know, some our music reflects our society, not the other way around.
Why do you think rap gets such a bad rap, I guess? It's been singled out by the Justice of the Peace, Judy Greene, who is worried about this thing. She specifically thinks that violent rap music is a problem.
Well, they do discuss violence in rap music, but again, they discuss it in so many different genres. I think maybe there's a lot of first-person songs, or people assume that this is first-person. They don't maybe give rappers, like they would give other writers and artists, the ability to that not be them, you know, to have the artistic arm's length to be discussing, you know, something that didn't actually happen to them, but something that they're just writing about, or this is, you know, the things they see in society.
So there's obviously the discographies of all these existing artists that you know and you've listened to in the past, but many people, of course, and the problem here that they're talking about is live music, more so than recorded music. It's a problem of people going to these concerts. That's the issue that this Justice of the Peace is bringing up. You still go to many concerts, I imagine. The idea of this, I mean, there's so many different music acts of all sorts of levels of being known and unknown. It seems unfathomable to actually vet all the acts that go on in Little Rock.
Well, I know I'm not supposed to talk about the politics of this, but this really, it does show just really how unworkable such an idea would even be. I'm not sure who would enforce this, how it would have been enforced, and I think that's why we're talking about this, because it just seems such an unworkable concept.
Well, have you ever heard before of, in Arkansas or anywhere really, of artists having to submit their music in a way to be vetted in order to perform on a stage?
I haven't heard about it in America. I'm sure this is a well-intended idea that just really seems again, asinine.
All right. Stephen Cook, host of Arkansongs, author of Louis Jordan, Son of Arkansas, father of R&B. Thanks a lot for your time on this.
Thank you, Jacob.